And welcome aboard. It's the Jack and Cade Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We get started on this Cinco de Mayo, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. And we hope that you are going to have a very responsible Cinco de Mayo. I know my man Mraz was just telling you there that is the number one thing you should be doing today, because it is amateur hour. Today is much like a New Year's Eve or a St. Patrick's Day or otherwise. This is amateur hour day. So you will have grown men and women that will be out over intoxicating themselves just for the sake of doing it. And I hope that none of you will get behind the wheel. As someone who lost one of my best friends in life to a drunk driver, I would suggest that please, please use a ride service, because your family will miss you. And I promise you that the victims of your negligence, we all miss our friends too. So please, please, on days like this, when it's all about getting out and for many just getting drunk, drink, drink, drink to excess. This is funny. It's not funny. Just take a ride service and make sure you take care of yourself. Because I want you back next week. I want you back in and I want you on board. We got Shep NBA. With us front of the board today, and he's got some amazing numbers that sort of support an argument that I've got throughout the course of the show today. I'm going to share some of those with you. We got Anthony Piano wearing a black armband today because his New York Islanders went down with a whimper. So we're going to be very careful with Anthony today. When you call the show today at any time, I want you to first be respectful. Express your sympathies on the Islanders' sweep to Anthony Piano. Make sure that he knows that we love him here. This is a supportive environment. Nobody will be talking about brooms or anything like that during the course of this show today, because I'm not going to stand for it. There won't be any taunting of you, Anthony. Just want you to know that. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
This is a supportive environment. And I don't think a Mets starter's gone on the DL yet, right? So, I mean, at least that's looking better this week, too. So, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line that I just told you about is 855-212-4CBS. You can call Anthony, even if you just want to call him and wish him well on his Islanders and say, like, go Canes, go or something. That line is brought to you by Geico. There's a quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. And considering there's around 1.3 million people nationwide watching the NHL playoffs, the average game, I think, is drawing around 1.3 million people. So that comes out to around, what, 55,000 people in every state are watching a game. So, hopefully, Gary Bettman, you've done an amazing job of making a sport which used to be highly relevant, very irrelevant. So great, great job. Good job, Commissioner. Here's what bothers me about the NBA right now. Is that I want the storylines that I can embrace and can believe in when there is the monstrosity team out there. The team that looks like it's just going to be infallible, unbeatable. Even if they lose two games in the first round of the Clippers, you're thinking, well, the Warriors are still that team. They're still that group. They're going to be really, really hard to beat. I want to believe that there's vulnerability. And you know that I said it to you before. I was trying to convince myself before this series that more rest for the Houston Rockets was going to make the Golden State Warriors more vulnerable. I'd say that take pretty much sucks. That is a bad take at this point now as I've watched this series. Because even as I'm watching last night, and I'm bouncing over from baseball to basketball and then back and forth, I watch the Warriors and say, you know what? Steph and Klay can be clanking shots left and right. They can play very mediocre ball. And it still takes like Batman type efforts from James Harden to even be able to will that Houston Rockets group to a victory. And it came down. I mean, it comes down to the very end, like the very end. And honestly, there are times when I watch James Harden and I remember in the NBA when they used to call charges. They used to at one time. I know it's hard to believe. You're going to have to go back to YouTube. I'm sure you can find it. They used to call charging on people. Love watching a guy like Harden play. But it seems to me that where there is a collective belief within the Warriors that there's enough talent everywhere, and what Kevin Durant has done is start to bring me to the mindset that, yeah, he belongs in the conversation with some of the all-time greats. And I have been negligent over the years, maybe, and I say maybe, in wanting to include him in some of those conversations. Harden's fantastic. Durant is ridiculous. Shep was giving me some numbers earlier. He went on a 10-2 run by himself in less than 2 minutes on the clock in the fourth quarter. When everybody knows, when Clay and Steph aren't shooting well, what are you going to do? I don't have to be Steve Kerr to understand. Okay, the Splash Brothers aren't splashing. So what am I going to do? I'm going to feed the beast. I'm going to make sure that Kevin Durant has the ball in his hands. And I got to tell you, the Houston Rockets style of defense to me, it's improbable. There seems like there's a lack of want at times. A want to play big-time defense. Kevin Durant's ridiculous. And I so am hesitant to put him in the conversation with the all-time greats. And he's making me sit up and take notice here. Absolutely taking notice because, well, the Houston Rockets are letting me down and I'm wondering why I believed in them. And I know they won last night, right? You're saying, man, you should be on the Rockets now. You should be believing in the Rockets. Can I say I believe in the Rockets less than I did before they started game three after watching that last night? Shep NBA with some great numbers here. James Harden outscored Steph and Klay Thompson 41-33 in the game by himself. That's crazy. And Shep, is that a bad take to start the show today? And feel free to tell me. I'm looking at the Rockets. I feel worse about them after a Game 3 win than I did before Game 3. Because I thought they were going to come out and play great last night and win comfortably.
I'm 100% with you, JK. The only thing I will say is a good sign for the Rockets, and I believe you talked about this last weekend, is Draymond Green finally lost a game with the Warriors when he has a triple-double. Because you, John,
there you go.
We talk about the Warriors all the time, but we forget and neglect the fact that who is their most important player?
Well, to me, the Warriors' most important player is Kevin Durant, but it is Steph Curry opens everything up for Kevin Durant, so I could go either way.
You don't, okay, but offense and defense. You don't put Draymond.
Well,
Green
Draymond
is Draymond
is. If you're talking most complete, the most complete asset they've got, the most complete game. Yes, it's Draymond.
Right, and he had one of the best games he's ever had in his postseason career. He's doing something that only Jason Kidd and Magic Johnson are doing right now, and they still lost the game.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not trying to do a hot take thing with you. Not trying, but the Houston Rockets to me, I feel less about them today than I did yesterday. And I was confident last night going into that game that I would be able to turn that thing off some point in the third quarter. I go, okay, I'm going to be able to go to bed, turn this thing off, and Houston Rockets are going to win comfortably. So we'll talk about it today, and you'll be able to jump in at 855-212-4CBS. I will not bluff you. I will not lie to you. What I know about horse racing could fill a thimble. So I'm not going to act today like I understand the ruling in the Kentucky Derby. I'm not going to act like, let me give you my insights into the Kentucky Derby, because I would be lying to you. My insights on the Kentucky Derby come from reading what somebody who knows what the Kentucky Derby is all about and knows horse racing much more would be telling me about it. Maximum Security looked like it won the Kentucky Derby, but it was disqualified for interference. And I would love to tell you that, yeah, I saw that or I understand it. I guess by the wording of the ruling that you're not allowed to have, you're not allowed to make that contact. I can read a rule, hear someone explain a rule, but can I say the rule sucks? Can I say it sucks? Because to me, it doesn't look like that was a strategic move by the jockey. I may be wrong. And to me, if every single sporting event now is going to be litigated by video replay, I can tell you that sports, and if you call it sports, and I guess people will tell you it's a sport, sports like horse racing lose me. You're going to lose me. I'm not going to pay attention. Because if I watch horses race, and then I see who won, and I see who was the best horse in the race, and if Maximum Security wasn't the best horse in the race, then, okay, my eyeballs, I don't even know what I'm seeing with my eyeballs. And if I don't know what I'm seeing with my eyeballs, why am I watching? Why am I even paying attention? I don't have to be an expert on a sport, an insider, an expert, or otherwise to understand, hey, I can watch Kevin Durant and say, man, that's great basketball. I could see that. I can watch golf and say, man, that Tiger Woods, dude, he is spectacular. But with horse racing, all I can do is watch the race, watch horses go around the track and say, okay, that horse led pretty much wire to wire. So that's the best horse in the race. That horse wins. And now everything's going to be litigated by videotape and going back and looking at I'm out. And Sean Mirage made a great point earlier on in for Zach Gelb here on CBS Sports Radio of saying this could be the best thing in the world for horse racing because it gets people talking about it. I'll just tell you that for me, replay is ruining everything. It ruins everything for me. And my team has lost. My team lost a Stanley Cup, or I should say a Stanley Cup opportunity back in my youth. What's a ute? Back in my youth, my team lost a chance at Game 7 to play for the Stanley Cup at home because the New York Islanders were credited with a goal that was clearly offsides, which helped them win a Game 6, which allowed Game 7 to never happen. I never once was saying, you know what, we need video replay. You know what I did? I just said that missed call sucked. I've lived with that missed call, even though I hate the Flyers now. I've lived with that missed call from my childhood for 39 years. I never once slammed my hand on the desk and said, they should add video replay and overturn that and given my team it. No, I just said that call sucked, and I've held a grudge against Leon Stickle forever. I didn't need to whine about replay. I didn't need to say we need video replay. And back at the time, I don't even think that was considered.